Tonight's story is Respect, A Little Good in a Big World, written by Zanny Louise and art by Missy Turner. Hi, I'm Jack. My name is Lila. Hola, I am Mina. I am Li Wei. I'm Rosie. And this is Freckles.
Freckles is a dog.
Nice dog.
Mom, I have a girl called Rosie in my class.
Oh, yes, you do. You're right. A big heart helps you care for the world, care for yourself, and care for others. But how do you grow your heart? One ingredient you can use to grow your heart is respect. What is respect? There are lots of ways to show respect. Respect is valuing another person, which makes them feel cared for and understood. Li Wei is visiting his grandparents. Every time he goes to Nai Nai and Ye Ye's home, Li Wei takes off his shoes and his hat. He also remembers to use his manners. Li Wei knows his grandparents love him whatever he does, but he knows they feel cared for and understood when he shows respect. Respect is valuing your world and looking after it. Jack's sneaker is sticky. He has stepped in gum. Yuck. Jack scrapes his sneaker. He scrapes gum off the ground so no one else gets sticky feet. Now he's on a roll. Jack decides to pick up all the mess he sees. A clean world looks better. It's safer for animals and other creatures too. Respect is valuing yourself and treating yourself with care. Some afternoons, Mina feels like staying home to draw and listen to music. Are you sure you don't want to come swimming with us? Asks Lila. Swimming sounds fun, but Mina listens to what her body and mind needs. I'm sure, says Mina. Look, she's staying at home drawing a parrot on her bed. Respect is catchy. When you respect yourself, others respect you too. Respect spreads like sunshine. Lila is proud of her body. It's not like everyone else's. It's hers. Lila wears what she likes and feels confident being who she is. Lila notices that her confidence is contagious. I like your leotard, Lila tells Jack. Oh, look, Jack is wearing some super colourful clothes, isn't he? That's pretty cool. When we make time to listen, it helps us understand another person. And respect...
Mom, are they ninjas?
I don't know. Let's find out. And respect grows. There is a new boy in Mina's jiu-jitsu class. Oh, they're doing jiu-jitsu. Akito doesn't speak much English. Mina finds it hard to understand him. But Mina pays close attention and listens carefully. She realizes that Akito knows a whole language she doesn't. She also learns a lot about Japan, which helps her understand more about jiu-jitsu.
Mom, who's that?
That's Akito. He's a new boy in her class. We are all different and don't always understand other people, but we can show respect. Rosie is disappointed Lila isn't allowed to come to her sleepover party. None of the kids in my family can go on sleepovers,
Mom,
says Lila.
I want you to read again.
Read what again?
The word that you already read.
Oh, Rosie is disappointed Lila isn't allowed to come to her sleepover party.
Where's Rosie?
That's Rosie. Sorry, that's Rosie and that's Lila. None of the kids in my family can go on sleepovers, says Lila. For us, it's normal. Rosie understands not all families have the same rules and ideas, and she respects that. Can you come for ice cream sundaes in the afternoon? Asks Rosie. I can't miss that, says Lila. Not everyone has to think or feel the same way. But if we listen and respect each other's differences, friendship grows. It's pet day at school. Oh, wow. Dogs are better, says Li Wei. Cats are better, says Jack. I like birds, says Mina. They're much more beautiful than dogs or cats. Miss Rachel suggests everyone shares what they love about their favourite animal. By the end of class, the friends can see the value in all animals.
Mummy, you didn't do him.
And that it's okay to have a different opinion from someone else. Respecting and standing up for yourself and others shows you care and helps everyone feel safe. Rosie and Li Wei go to the roller skating rink. It's Li Wei's first time skating. Other kids tease Li Wei when he falls over. Oh, that's not nice. Everyone falls when they're learning, Rosie.
Mom, what are they? Can you read again?
Nope.
Please.
Rosie and
please,
Li Wei.
Please, Mom, just please. Do it.
They're at the skate rink, Rory. And there's kids. Look, these two boys, they're laughing and joking and teasing Li Wei because he fell over. And what's Rosie doing?
Picking him up.
She's helping him, isn't she? Rosie and Li Wei let their parents know and then move away from the other kids. They feel safer and have more fun.
Mum, is that Li Wei's mum?
Yep.
He's that.
That's Li Wei's mum.
There's two Li Wei's.
Yeah, that's
mom.
Rosie's mum and that's Li Wei's mum. Respect brings people together no matter who they are or what they believe. Jack and Mina are helping organise the fundraising concert to raise money for the animal shelter.
Whose mum is his dad?
I'm not sure. Let's see if we might be able to find out. We need someone to sign for those who can't hear, says Jack. And wheelchair access. We should make different kinds of food too, so there's something for everyone, says Mina. The friends think of as many ways as they can to make everyone feel included and respected. Respect is something we can choose. When we take the time to listen and understand, respect grows. Being respectful shows we care, which brings us closer. We don't have to be the same as everyone else or share the same beliefs. But showing respect for ourselves, others, and the world around us creates a peaceful and safer place for everyone. Respect helps your heart grow so you can look after the world,
yourself,
and each other.
Who drawed that?
Her name's Missy.
Who drawed that?
Missy.
Who's that?
That's the lady who did all the drawings.
She did all the paintings.
Missy. Can you think of ways to show respect?
Yes.
How do you show respect?
What are those?
They're just people talking about respect.
Are they pictures?
Yeah. Hey, come here. This is a really good question because you got a sticker at school today. What kind of sticker was it? What did it say on the sticker?
Responsible.
And why did you get that?
Because I tidied up very well.
And that's one way of showing respect. That's how you show respect at school. You help to tidy
Mom,
up.
Mom, aren't you to spell the names? Says Dad.
Alyssa, Katomi, Jared, and Petra. How do you show respect at home? What do you do at home to show respect?
Tidy up.
Do you?
Yeah.
You grumble a bit when you have to tidy up at home.
Sometimes.
Might need to work on that.
Sometimes.
Yeah. We'll work on that, Rory.